WSEL 664 monitoring.
WRYR-503 monitoring.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing this morning? It's rainy day out here in Rochester Hills.
It's currently overcast here this morning. We're only looking at a 20% chance today, Roger.
Is that, Bob? Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's raining here, and the winds are blowing a little bit, and the sun's trying to come out, but it has not came out.
I wish we you guys got quite a bit of rain this year. I wish we could get that up here, but we're not. It's like I said, maybe just a 20% chance today. But looks like this might burn off and we'll see some sunshine here today.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right, Bob, good to hear from you. You take care. We'll talk to you later anyhow. WIUG, Wade.
All right, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll do it again soon. WRZP 544, WIUG 488, monitoring the frequency.
Thank you. WTI 319, station 783.
Station 392, this is WSCI 783, copy. Station 392, you still there? Good morning. You on your way to school?
No, she's had a fever overnight, so she's sick.
Ah, poor thing. It continued from Saturday then, eh?
Yeah, she was good yesterday during the day. She just had a headache in the morning, and then last night she had a fever, so she just to stay home today.
All right, and will you get some rest, okay?
Okay.
All right, I hope you feel better. This is WSCI 783. I'm monitoring.
All right, talk to you later. WSCI 392, clear.
WRTP 347, monitoring.
WSAH 780 Flat Rock, is radio getting out there this morning?
mobile.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRYX551, checking this radio.
WRYX551, this is WRTP347, I'm out here about Livonia, and sounds good.
There's whining noise and alternator noise while I'm talking, like a whirling sound or any kind of... Does it sound normal?
I'm in a diesel truck, so I don't really notice that. You got some scratch to you, and I haven't heard anything in the background, no. So, I think you're good.
Alright, you're coming in kind of fuzzy. I think he said everything sounds good. Sorry about that, could you repeat that? I don't know if you're still there. Could you said everything sounds good, no background noise or nothing?
I can hear something in the background sound like a fan noise.
Hi. I've been on the phone, or texting with Midland Radio trying to solve this mic problem. I've been having this whining alternator noise telling me to reset my radio, which I did, but I guess it still sounds kind of weird.
If you don't mind that I jump in, it sounds like there's a maybe a machine running in the background. It doesn't take away from your voice, though. You come through loud and clear. It just sounds like there might be something in the room with you, but it's not enough to impede your voice.
Yeah, I'm on a mobile unit driving. I got the windows up, completely quiet in here. It's just when I use this one mic, I guess I'm having a problem, and it's brand new. When I shut the engine off, I know I talked to somebody yesterday, Jack, and a few other people. They told me I should get a filter. I've been trying to figure that out. But, yeah, like I was telling them the other day, yesterday, when I put my stock mic in, back in, my Midland radio, the one that came with it, there's no noise. Or when I shut the ignition off and transmit, there's no noise. Just when I am driving, you know, I got the engine running. So Midland Radio told me to reset the radio, and I guess that's not working still.
Roger that. There is, you can hear some some noise in there with you. It's not perfect sounding. But again, you come through it loud and clear. That new mic just might be super sensitive to what's going on around it. WSDD 439, clear.
Want this station. So otherwise it sounds good. You're saying I shouldn't worry about it. I mean, you can hear me fine. That little bit of noise is nothing to worry about, you think? I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming through strong. You can hear something in the background again, but sounds like to me like you have a bank of, I think someone already else said it, like computers in the background whirling, you know, but it's far enough in the background where it doesn't distort your voice or anything like that. You sound good and clear, other than that. I haven't heard the other microphones, so I don't know if this is better than the other one or not, but, I mean, you're very legible. Excuse me. And I'm up here in Flushing, up here 10, 12 miles west of Flint.
All right, I appreciate that. I just pulled over and I shut the engine off. I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan, by the way. I just pulled over, shut the engine off. And the sound in the background probably stopped, right?
Sure did. You're a little bit more clear, but again, it sounded good before. But yeah, you can tell the whirling. You know, if you hadn't mentioned the whirling, you know, you'd probably just say, well, okay, that's just how the radio sounds. It's not bad enough where it's, like, it doesn't distort you at all. So, but yeah, it does stop. I mean, it's probably picking it up from the alternator somehow. You might want to make sure everything's grounded well as well.
Well, that's what everybody was telling me yesterday. But the weird thing is when I shut the engine off, it stops. And then when I put my stock mic back in, you know, the one that came with the radio, they were telling me they hear nothing when I do that. It's only when I use this mic with the engine running. Really strange. And they were saying I need to get a filter, but I'm not sure if that's going to fix it either, because if I needed a filter, wouldn't it do it with a stock mic? You know what I'm saying? When I'm running the vehicle, it just doesn't seem like that would be it, but it might just be something with this new mic. It's a new mic for this radio specific. It's got a bigger screen. That's why I ordered it. But they might just have something wrong with this mic, you know, the design of it, because this is the second mic I've tried that was brand new out of the box, so I don't know if a filter would help it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want, you know, where would you put the filter? Between the mic and the radio, or between the radio and the power source, or what? You know, that depends on exactly where it's coming and how it's receiving it. It could just be something that your alternator is putting out that your stock mic just doesn't pick up, where this one is super sensitive and does pick it up. I don't know. It started to get into stuff way over my head.
No, I hear where you're coming from. I think it's a problem with the mic. I think it's the way they designed it. They probably got some bugs in it or something. And Jack, I was talking to Jack, I'm sure you've heard of him, yesterday. I forgot his call sign, but he was saying something about a filter, but I haven't got into it far enough to find out where I would get a filter, where I would put it. So I have to do some research, I guess. But I suppose if it's not that bad sounding, I might not even worry about it.
And I was on that conversation last night. Yeah, it sounds exactly the same as it was last night. So nothing really changed. And I really wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it. It's not something that's impeding your ability to speak through the system.
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate that.
An annoying sound.
Same conversation,
you know,
again today. I tried again. I just started the engine back up and driving.
Sound instead of your voice.
I guess I'll just live with it.
Through loud, clear.
I appreciate
it. You just hear a little bit of. It's almost like having a fan on in the background. That's about what it sounds like.
Right. Well, I guess I'll just live with it. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Not a problem. Now, if you can, maybe if, you know, someone out here could record it for you and play it back for you, who knows, then you could make the decision that way, how, you know, how much different it sounds. But I haven't heard the other mic. So I don't know if this is better or worse, or if that much better and worse, but you can tell when you turn the car off that it's not there anymore. So, all right, hopefully that helps a little bit anyways.
I'm going to plug it in right now. I'll get right back.
The 439, Dave and Flushing, clear.
I just plugged the stock mic back in. This is the one I'm talking on, the stock mic. It's probably clear to you right now.
Yeah, that one sounds good as well. I probably wouldn't have changed. I don't know how much difference the screen is on it, but that one sounds perfect as well. There's a little bit of static in the background. I can tell you're moving around a little bit, but yeah, that one sounds good too.
All right. Yep, that's why I don't think the plug is going to help it, because I think it's a mic problem. But all right, well, thank you so much.
Make sure your connection's connected there, too, because you started fading out there. Your carrier was good, but your modulation went out.
I got the new mic back in with the engine running. I think my voice is louder on this one, though, isn't it?
Slightly, yeah. It is a little bit louder. Probably talk over this guy if you wanted to. Oh, just somebody.
I don't know who that is. That wasn't me. All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Not a problem. WSPD 439, clear. That mic guy on Nunnally.
WRYX551, I'm sorry, were you talking to me? WRYX551, WROX 551, clear. Thank you.
WSCY842, Travis, are you listening? WRWS53, standing by.
WSCE662, just doing a radio check, see if my transmissions have cleared up.
WSAG-266, I'm up on the Mayville machine, and you sound loud and clear here, I'll meet.
Much appreciated, sir. I'm going to go back to monitoring. You enjoy the rest of your day. WSAG-662, monitoring.
You can have a good one, WSAG-266, clear.
Just barely make out a voice in there. You're coming through extremely choppy.
WSPZ927 in a mobile, 696-275, looking for a signal report. WRCP544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Sir, I have you loud and clear. Is that Sheboygan Bob that just came back? WRZP544, Sheboygan Bob, sir.
good to hear you again. Just checking the mobile at several different locations. So I should be pinging off the Detroit repeater and making it up your way. Enjoy the cool weather up there. Roger that. A little bit of popcorn in your background, but your modulation's great. It's loud and clear. And let's see, it's 44 degrees and overcast up here today, and 20% chance of rain, but there's little hope of that happening. Chance of rain and an 80% chance of snow up your way, I bet. It's almost that time of year. It is. That it is. It's getting dangerously close, so whatever it is, we'll take it. Enjoy your ride and be safe, brother. WRZP 5. WSBZ 927 listening.
I'm Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile Monitoring.
WRYR 503 monitoring.
WSCM 993 radio check.
WSCM 993 radio check.
You're coming in clear.
Appreciate that, WSCM 993.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 monitor.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Station 218, Station 218, this is WIUG, Flight 8, copy? Station 983, station out there, 983, this is WIUG, Flight 8, copy?
WSEX 400 monitoring.
WRBZ525 mobile.
Easy, 690.
WRVV 690.
WRAF 504. WFET 544 monitoring. How copy? This is WSCP-445. I got a copy. Yeah, a little bit of static, but I've got you. A little quiet on your end. I don't know if you're just trying to be quiet, or I don't know if are you using that handheld? I have not looked at mine to see if you can adjust the volume of the mic on that thing. You have to pull that book out because I know we were looking for that other stuff earlier, but yeah, I can hear you.
Loud and clear on this end too, so that is kind of was my problem.
Well, and I can tell you, before I left town, I wasn't picking up the stuff that I was earlier today. I couldn't hit any of them, so, I mean, it could be anything in the air, too.
This is the only repeater I could hit. I tried the other Norfolk plug, so I'm going to have to go up a little higher yet.
Awesome. It was a good test. excuse me. I'm probably going to be losing connection to the repeater here shortly, so if I don't get a chance to sign off, I'll do it now. WSET 544.
WSUG 57, looking for a radio check. So I think the repeater must not be hearing you. It's hearing me. It's transmitting clearly out to you, but I'm not getting anything back from you. You want to try it again? So probably what's happening is the repeater can hear me, but he can't hear you. There's a repeater that's closer to you. You can try that one.
battery's got the incorrect tone set up. WSCF 550.
Well, that's possible, but so what I do is I downloaded the same settings from my radio and uploaded it to his. It should be programmed the same, but he's actually closer, I think, to the same than I am.
Okay, yeah, it was just a thought, because that was an issue I ran into when I first started. I had the wrong tone settings, and I could hear everybody else, and they couldn't hear me, and it got quite frustrating.
Yeah, I appreciate the input, because, I'm new at this myself. This is only the second time I've tried to use this computer. I think I was lucky on the first one. So, I appreciate the input, thanks.
All right, no problem. WSCF 550, clear.
All right, this is WRP-629. And we're going to move to a different repeater channel. We're out.
WSEQ 575 listening.
Station 380. A station out there, 380. This is WIUG.
WSPH380. Coming back to get.
I'm glad I hear you out there. How you doing today?
Watching the football game.
Okay, then I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you maybe later on or tomorrow. Roger.
10-4, Jack. WSPH 380. Standing by.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear. WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy.